This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas said Saturday that it is reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. That's according to an Egypt-intensified effort to broker a deal and to end the months-long war and stave off a planned Israeli ground offensive into the southern city of Rafah. Senior Hamas official gave no details of Israel's offer, but said it was in response to Hamas' proposal 2 weeks ago. Negotiations earlier this month centered on six-week ceasefire proposals and the release of 40 civilian and six hostages in exchange for freeing hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. An election year roast of President Joe Biden before journalists, celebrities, and politicians at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner Saturday butted up against growing public discord over the Israel-Hamas war, with protests outside the event condemning both Biden's handling of the conflict and the Western news media coverage of it. Biden, like most of his predecessors, used a glitzy annual White House Correspondents' Association banquet to jab at his rival, Donald Trump. Sudanese paramilitary forces continue to encircle the only capital they have not captured in the western Darfur region, according to the United Nations, warning that an attack would have devastating consequences for the city's 800,000 inhabitants. At the same time, the UN said that the rival Sudanese armed forces appear to be positioning themselves. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres again called on the paramilitary rapid support forces and government forces to refrain from fighting in the North Darfur area around its capital. That's according to the UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Russia launched a barrage of missiles against Ukraine overnight in attacks that appeared to target the country's energy infrastructure. Meanwhile, Russia said its air defense systems had intercepted more than 60 Ukrainian drones over the southern Krasnodar region. Ukraine's Air Force said Saturday that Russia had launched 34 missiles against Ukraine overnight, of which 21 had been shot down by Ukrainian air defenses. Flooding and heavy rains in Kenya have killed at least 70 people since mid-March. That's according to a government spokesperson on Friday. The East African country has now seen weeks of heavy rains and severe flooding in Kenya's capital, as well as the country's western and central regions. Kenya's government spokesperson on Friday refuted claims that hundreds of people have died in the ongoing flooding and said that the official tally now stands at 70. Residents began sifting through the rubble Saturday after a tornado plowed through suburban Omaha in the U.S. state of Nebraska, demolishing homes and businesses as it moved for miles through farmland and into subdivisions, then slamming an Iowa town. Dozens of reported tornadoes wreaked havoc Friday in the Midwest, causing a building to collapse with dozens of people inside and destroying and damaging at least 150 homes in Omaha alone. Republican activists gathered in school lunchrooms last month to hear political pitches from candidates and agreed on the top issue in the Denver suburbs, and these days would be immigration. The area has been disrupted by the arrival of largely Venezuelan migrants coming north through Mexico. Virtually everyone in the meeting said that they were uncomfortable with the new population, which has overwhelmed public services and become a flashpoint in local and national elections. Burkina Faso suspended the BBC and Voice of America radio station for the coverage of a report by Human Rights Watch on a mass killing of civilians carried out by the country's armed forces. Burkina Faso's communications spokesperson said late that the both radio stations would be suspended for 2 weeks and warned other media networks to avoid reporting on the story altogether. According to the report published by Human Rights Watch, the army killed 223 civilians, including 56 children. The villages accused of cooperating with militants. The report was widely covered by the international media, including the Associated Press. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.